This is the voice of One Witness Radio Broadcast. Today you'll be hearing from Billy Graham's new message titled, Arise, Take Your Place. There are some things on this earth that absolutely have to be changed, have to be prayed out, and have to be done by a church that is rising to her place. We will have to come up to this place and aspire to move in the plan for the Church of Glory. Listen now as Sister Billy shares about this place and how we must rise to this higher realm in God.
Father, that is our prayer, because we know it's your will. And we always endeavor to pray according to your will. It's clearly written in your word that you take us from glory to glory. Oh, Father, and we've heard it so many times through the mouths of the prophets that we are to arise, and we hear it now. Like a call on the horizon of time and eternity. We hear a call to press on, break the barriers that have held us back. And we know that this requires a lifting on your part and a pressing on our part. And we expect it. I expect not to even know the Church of the Living God in a year from now. We'll be so much higher. Even a day from now, a week from now. We thank you, Lord. Show us your plan and lift us by your hand into it. Oh God, not living in the lowlands, not an insubordination to the law and command of love, but walking as you've designed us from above, and how we could have walked, should have walked, but now we will walk. In Jesus' name we pray for the revelation of it, to your eternal glory, forever and ever. Amen. As I told you, I don't know what this exactly will be tonight, but its title is Arise to the Place, or Arise to Your Place. Today we were over at Copeland's house. I'm sorry you can't go over there with us, because some of our meetings over there are so good. There's two or three of us, so Jesus is in the midst of us. Church is gathered. And it's just wonderful. And Brother Copeland was talking about things, inspired me, thrilled me, reminded me, brought back memories. And he talked about how he had not had an open vision of Jesus face to face with these eyes, and what the Lord had said to him about that. And I'm sure that some of you have heard him talk about that. Well, I'm another one who has never seen Jesus, a vision of Jesus. Now, I have had a vision in which I saw everything he talked about, and in which he was standing to my right and up, and I heard him, but I didn't see him. It was 1981. I had worked for Kenneth Hagin Ministries until July of 1980. I had spoken to Brother Hagin about, I felt it was God's time for me to go out, and I would really like him to ordain me. And in a meeting just before camp meeting, he had a meeting on the campus every single day, a prayer and healing meeting in which he usually taught. And in that meeting in July 1980, he said, Billy, the Lord's been telling me it's time to ordain you now. Come up here. And I didn't get to have my husband, my mother, my father, my children, no one. But I had my own private. You were there, Mark. Were you there that day? I had my own private ordination service. And he preached the whole day about it, and then I got the tape of that, and I'm very thankful. And then I went to the Soviet Union the first time in 1980, and we went back again in 1981, and I asked my husband to go with me, and I had to drag him over there, drag him down to get the passport picture, drag him to Russia. And what do you know, when we passed through the checkpoint, they made him go aside for a strip shirt search. But he had a lot of wonderful things there, and good times and blessed times. And when he got back, he talked about it the rest of his life. But he was the kind that you almost had to drag into. He knew God. He knew God like a Cherokee Indian knows God. He loves to go and fishing and talk to God. He doesn't particularly like to go out preaching and talk to God, you know. But we went, and we had just come back, and Kent had come with me. And we were, Brother Hagin had asked me to preach the prayer and healing service in the afternoon. He was going to be gone somewhere. And so I preached all the week, and I preached on the glorious church, because I figure healing's in the glory somewhere. So I preached the whole week, and on Friday, after we had preached, I preached the final week service, I fell under the power right at the podium. I just fell down here under the power. And then Jesus came and stood at my right hand and began to talk to me. And I saw Brother Lester Sumrall was trying to get me to quit the ministry and come to work for him and do books. I had done 3 books for him on a freelance basis, and he wanted me to come to work for him full time. And he said, we don't need more preachers. We need some good anointed editors. He said, we used to have Stanley Frodsham, we used to have this and that, and now we've got all a surplus of preachers. Now, if you'll come to work for me, I will take you to Israel. Well, that was a temptation. I wanted to go to Israel. So I'd not been at that time. So that time I fell under the power, and I saw a typewriter. And it was before computers. And out from the typewriter, a page was in the typewriter, and it just flew out from the typewriter and went out the ceiling. And the Lord then came. I was out under the power, but he's to my right speaking. I don't want you to go to work for Brother Sumrall. I don't want you to do another book for him. That phase of your ministry is over. You will write. You will write your own books. And anything Kenneth E. Hagin ever asks you to do, do it. For you will be connected with Kenneth E. Hagin for eternity. I was glad to hear in that word of the Lord I read this morning that Brother Hagin is near to the throne. That means I'll get to be near. I said to Brother Hagin, I told him this. I said, does that match up with proper doctrine? He said, yes, it does. And the Lord said, now you will enter another phase of your ministry. I have called you to the office of a prophet and a teacher. And I brought you to the feet of the leading prophet in the land for preparation, when you didn't even know there was such a thing as prophets. Look where you have fallen. Look where you stood today. where he stands every day, at that pulpit, falling on that carpet. Now you must honor the anointing and the office. Now you do honor the anointing and the office of the prophet upon Brother Hagin, but you do not honor it upon your own life. And you must, for it is dangerous not to do so. I am going to tell you two things by the office of the prophet, but your leading will come by the leading of the Holy Spirit, for I do not lead men by the office of the prophet, primarily in these days. And he told me two things. And he told me, Kent must order, that must honor, that's my husband, Kent must honor the anointing and the office on you and the anointing of his own life and ministry. And if he does not, it will be detrimental to his health. Now, I had to tell him that. It wasn't so easy. But he didn't have much trouble honoring my office and calling. But he was not happy with his. And he had a great healing anointing. Great. There was a little boy they brought to the City of Faith. And he had, was about six at that time, Shelley. He had heart trouble since he was a baby. And they had taken him to the City of Faith and they could do nothing for him. And they brought him by our church over in Collinsville. And Kent laid hands on that boy, and he was instantly made every whit whole. He became a runner and ran track all through university years. Now, he put Kent Brim right up there with Kenneth Hagin and Oral Roberts. And he couldn't understand it when Kent passed away too early. But I'm reading you a prophecy now. Brother Hagin prophesied to Kent more than he did to me. And usually it was for this same reason. And Brother Hagin, this is at the Winter Bible Seminar in 1985, in January. And it was in July that Kent became sick. And it was the next May, April 30th, that he passed away. So here is the Lord speaking through Brother Hagin to Kent. Now, Kent, you're going to have to come down here. And I'm sure that took all kinds of courage for him to come down there. You see, you never have done what I told you to do, only partly. You never have really stepped out to do what I told you to do, saith the Lord, because you didn't fully see and know altogether. But it is as you want.
Thank you for listening to today's radio message entitled Arise, Take Your Place. This new 8-tape cassette album is now available for only $40. To order this series, please call our book and tape department at 1-800-972-3447. That's 1-800-972-3447. For ministry and meeting information, call 417-336-4877 or write us at Billy Brim Ministries, P.O. Box 40, Branson, Missouri, 65615. From all of us at Billy Brim Ministries, Shalom.